journey to the next level. The problem with yesterday in your journey to the next level. I have a problem with yesterday. Yesterday is too troublesome. Yesterday is too problematic. Yesterday is a thief. Many people's experiences of yesterday is robbing them of the promise of God today. Because of what you've been through, because of what you saw, you are still hooked to what you've been through. You are still hooked to what you saw. Mind you, not every yesterday carries with it failure, even success. I have a problem with the success of yesterday. Amen? Yesterday's glory, I have a problem with it. Yesterday's glory is disturbing the journey to the next level. You can't follow yesterday's experience. Rather, it's important to create a today's event. Because yesterday brought you to today. Today is meant to launch you into tomorrow. Praise the Lord. There's no denying that God has something for each and every one of us. The promise. So it's imperative that we get ready. It's imperative we prepare ourselves. In the last 2 days, beginning from this year, we talked about next level, next level, next level, next level. And that's what we're going to keep on talking about throughout this year. Inside everybody, God has invested great things. Great things that is meant to launch you into your next level. Great things that is ahead of you. Great things that we ought to begin to strive towards. The church is too relaxed. The church is sleeping. Touch your neighbor and say, what are you doing? This message is not to excite you. It's to encourage you. And it's not to put you down. It's to encourage you. Amen? Don't be carried away with where you are or where you have been. You know? If every story of your life is about where you have been, you will never get to the next level. If every experience of your life is where you have been, you will never get to where you are going. Amen? History is good, but history can be your enemy. Praise the Lord. Because when you get stuck in the past is like a quicksand that drowns your dreams. That drowns your vision. It incapacitates you from moving. Past pain, past hurt, past ugly relationship. Some women I read, because they went through abuse from a man, they decided to be lesbians. I read stories of men who say because they were abused by their uncle when they were little, Now that made them become homosexuals. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Amen? How many of us is beating our children the way we were beaten? How many of us wait at the door with a stick when our children are coming home because they did wrong? How many of you here are dealing with your children the way you were dealt with? Because you decided not to live by that experience. You made a conscious decision. Somebody stole from you, so you have to steal from somebody. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. Your eyes ought to be not behind, but ahead of you. The promises are where? They are not behind you. The promises are where? They are ahead of you. Your eyes ought to be on the prize. Your eyes ought to be on the goal. Your eyes ought to be on the dream. Your eyes ought to be where you needed to be. Not where you have been. Even Reverend Omola, he mentioned it these past few days. Some of you dream of your secondary school days, primary school days. You still find yourself in primary 6 uniform, in secondary school uniform, which is to say you may have grown and you are where you are, but you have not really moved. Your mentality is still there. Write this down. Where you are is not as important as where God is taking you. Write it down. Where I am is not as important as where God is taking me. Now, but Pastor, you don't know, I'm on a higher level. Glory to God. But there's still a higher level to your higher level. Because if God moves from one level of glory, you have not even attained little glory. So there's intermediate glory. There's a higher glory. I can't remember what my little daughter was saying and how she put it. But she put it so perfectly well, talking about love. And then she began to give me progressions of it. More, very more, much more. In her own words. And I began to say, oh wow, how did she know there is much more? And we, the adults, don't think there is much more. Folks, let me tell you something. It's not a crime to dream. Did you hear me? It's not a crime to aspire to the next level. Nobody can arrest you for dreaming big. You do yourself injustice for not dreaming big. The promise of God for you and I, they are not tiny. They are huge. They are humongous. Do you know that in this country, there are people, Nigerians, Africans, who have their own pharmacy? There are people who have their own clinics. You too, you you can open a recruiting agency. Don't tell me when we now say, oh, what is your dream? What's your plan? I want to be going to Italy and buying clothes and selling. When are you going to snap out of that? When are you going to snap out of that? I remember when I first came to Kansas City, when I meet mostly women, what do you want to do? I want to be a nurse. I want to be a nurse. Is that the only thing in this country? Is that the only viable thing in this country? And the problem with us is that we are not bold enough to take risks. For some of us, God needs to disturb our comfort zones. When the disciples refused to evangelize, guess what God did? He brought persecution. So for that now, everybody ran away. They had to leave where they were. But now they already have Christ in them. So where they went other places and then began to share Christ. Comfort will kill you. If your name is Comfort, sorry. Praise the Lord. Comfort can kill. In America, what takes people to the hospital? Food. What kills people most in this country? Food. What do people spend more money on in this country? Food. The best-selling book, apart from the Bible in this country, is food. How to cook and how to lose weight. Eat it, and this is how to lose it. And then you eat it again. In fact, I don't know how people count calories. If you are really hungry. I'm an African man by origin. If I'm hungry, I don't need anybody around. As long as there is soup at home. You know, it takes 2 minutes, 3 minutes to make a bar. Easy, quick. You have solved the problem. Start counting calories. You go on. There was an app I had that if you want to eat, you go and put in what you want to eat. And we tell you how much calorie. So how much quantity you can eat to reach the calorie per day. There are some calorie per day that won't let you sleep. Praise the Lord. Amen. What is the problem with yesterday? Yesterday always interferes with today. Yesterday always want to control today. You bring your experiences of yesterday into today. Am I right? As soon as you wake up, you start remembering what you did yesterday rather than planning for what you need to do today. Praise the Lord. Is somebody getting me? Yesterday wants to determine what you should do today. Yesterday wants to determine what you are qualified for today. So, should you have made a mistake yesterday? Yesterday we tell you that you are not qualified for anything good today. Let's even say you record a massive victory yesterday. You know what yesterday tells you? That is the victory. That is all the victory there is. Is it not that when we record a victory or when we have a testimony, suddenly the next feeling we have is what? Relax. Isn't it? You just want to relax. And then the enemy meets you there. No wonder that man died. I will expand my storage. I will harvest all my goods. I will put them in the storage. I will lock it up and sit down and enjoy. He had no other plan. Yesterday's glory wants to stop you from today's higher glory. I gave this example before, I'll give it again. And you can apply it whichever way into your own personal life. Let's say, for example, the choir sang a particular song, and suddenly we felt the move of God. And God began to move powerfully. And next week, Sunday, they now started singing that song again. And everybody begins to sleep. Why? Thinking that it was the song. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And besides, do you not know that to every level there is a new devil? The victory you won now, there is an adversary there right away. So you can't rest on your oars. No wonder Jesus kept moving from one location to the other, no matter what miracle happened there. And yet somebody still saw an apparition, the transfiguration. He said, let's build a tent here. There's no need to move anymore. Thank God for Jesus. Say, we can't stay here. We are moving. There's still other things to do. Yesterday's failure wants to frustrate you today. Say, a woman gets pregnant. God forbid. And suddenly, there's a miscarriage. Tell me, the next time she gets pregnant, what is the first thing that comes to her mind? That's what yesterday does. Yesterday reminds you of that experience and threatens you and says, yes, it's going to happen again. This is why I have a problem with yesterday. Next level becomes a mirage when we continue to allow yesterday to interfere with what God wants to do in our lives. Some people are not in church anymore today. When I say in church anymore today, I mean all around the world. Because, hey, they have had an experience with one pastor. So, every pastor is the same. Don't mind them in the church. That's what they do. But you know that's not right. Amen? It's an individual thing. But that experience paints a picture to that person that that's how it's ever going to be. Reverend Omolohin said something to me that made me cringe. Oh, what a pain. That a pastor, a senior pastor, left his church, left his wife, and went to become a herbalist. Oh. You know, there are some who call themselves pastor that they are still mixing certain things. At least they are covering up. This one came out and said, you know what? I'm not pastoring again. I am now an herbalist. God forbid. What experience could have made such a person come to such a conclusion? It wasn't something ahead of him. It was something behind him. It was yesterday. And from what I heard, very rich. So it wasn't money. The way we are all called is different. The same Spirit gives one the grace and the anointing to heal, the anointing to deliver, this and that, you know. The same Spirit, several gifts. Maybe the man wanted power. And something in his past is engineering that. Failure of yesterday always wants to frustrate your today. Yesterday's failure also will try to blind you from today's opportunities. Yesterday's experience. Let me give you an example. As they come to my mind, I don't have anything written regards that. You invested in something that didn't work. Amen? Amen. Now, a new opportunity of investment now shows up. What's the first thing you remember? The investment that failed. I say, oh, I'm not doing, I'm not interested. The one I invested in before, he failed. And this is a golden opportunity that will not necessarily fail. Praise the Lord. Huh? Somebody came to you as a single woman and said, I want to marry you. And because you have had that several times, the last person who said so even left you at the altar. When this new one comes, what will you remember? The one that left you at the altar. You see, it becomes important to fight yesterday's experience. It becomes important to defeat yesterday's experience. In order, some people are not enjoying the moment. Why? Because of yesterday's experience. And that's one thing about unforgiving spirit. If I talk about forgiveness today, it may not necessarily be because of something somebody did to you today. It probably will be something they did before, many years back, and you are still carrying it in your heart, and it's still affecting every decision you make. Every unforgiving spirit is stealing joy from you, bit by bit. Praise the Lord. You suddenly find yourself alone and you are getting angry with yourself alone. You know I'm telling you the truth. Because of unforgiveness. Yesterday wants you to rehearse everything that went wrong. Let me show you a scripture that might just be very relevant. Jesus said, take no thought. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. Is that right? Don't take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself, right? This is where I'm going. He says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. What does this mean to me as to what I'm talking about? Every day, there is more challenges already. Amen? Amen? Right? Every day comes with what? Challenges. Now, you add yesterday's challenge and add it to today. What do you think you have done? You have messed up tomorrow. You have already messed up tomorrow. Is that right? Because you see, the space and the attention you are giving to yesterday, today is crying for it. Today is crying for that space. And then tomorrow will come. And what you needed to have achieved yesterday that you didn't achieve now that is paining you, you carry that again. And tomorrow, when it comes and become today, will start crying for his own space. Some of us are in today, but yet we are yet to solve the problem of 5 years ago. When we close our eyes, that's what we see. Should I go into relationships? That one you really, really loved. That you didn't end up with. That person is still taking space in your life. And they have moved on. Hello? That's the person I'm supposed to marry. You are supposed 24 years ago. And they are still carrying a space in your heart today. And you are with somebody else you are married to. So when you close your eyes, you go back where? 24 years ago. See how much injustice or how much hurt you are doing to yourself. I know people don't want me to go to that area. Yesterday wants you to hold on to it, and in the process, you lose your destiny. You lose the plan of God. You lose the promise of God. I don't know what some men seek in their mind, enjoying raping women. But then, a victim of rape now meets the correct guy and the right person and say, can I take you for dinner?